بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلهاً واحداً أحداً فرداً صمداً قيوماً، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمداً عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين. عباد الله، أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Love is the first human phenomena that was found in the history. But for thousands of years, people are searching for the reasons of love, love and hate. Why do we love and why do we hate? What does instigate love? What is the origin of love? Why sometimes when you see someone for the very first time, you have not met him, you have not spoken to him before, you see him for the first time, you instantly develop a feeling of affection, affinity, attraction, love to that person? And why sometimes you see a person many times, but you don't develop that feeling? What is the reason? Sometimes you see people for the very first time in your life and you develop strong chemistry. So what is the reason for that? Are there any reasons, or these are accidents, accidental events? Philosophers from a long time ago, scholars, philosophers, ethicists, ulama al-akhlaq, even psychologists, sociologists, they've been discussing this phenomena, the phenomena of love. And why do we have a strong attraction and relationship to certain people, even though we don't have any business with them? We don't do any business. We just see them once a year. But you have a strong affection to that person. Whereas some other members, you don't have that sort of feeling. So they say there are some visible and invisible reasons for love and hate. Some of them are material and some of them are spiritual. Some of these material and visible reasons for love, when you love someone and you foster a good relationship, a close emotional relationship with that person, are mentioned in the Quran and in the Hadith. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, Jubilatil qulub ala hubbi man ahsana ilayha wa bughdhi man asa'a ilayha. Human hearts, human minds have been programmed in a way to incline and to fall in love with those who do acts of goodness for them, and at the same time to dislike those who do act of evil against them. This is how they have been programmed. جبلت القلوب. They are جبلت in Arabic means naturally disposed. Naturally disposed. And this is a theory in the Holy Quran. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان. Definitely the natural result and outcome of wholesomeness, ihsan, to any person is nothing but ihsan and love. And this is not only true with the human beings, it's true with animals, even with animals. When you do good to any animal, when you do good to an animal, the animal is trying to return that goodness, that ihsan. I was reading an article during the fires that we had a few months ago. They were trying to evacuate a horse. And the horse refused to leave the place. So they interpreted this as being, he's being in love with that place, with that family who is hosting him and taking care of him. He refused to leave. I read another article a few years ago. It happened in Buenos Aires in Argentina. A flight attendant with Lufthansa, she flew from Germany, Frankfurt, to Buenos Aires. And when she checked into the hotel, after that she went out in the city for a walk. She finds a dog. She gives that dog some food. And the dog starts following her. She was kind to him, nice to him. And then he comes to the hotel, to her hotel. So she goes back at night, she goes to bed. In the morning, when she comes down, she finds the dog waiting there at the entrance of the hotel. So she takes him again. She stayed there for 3 days. The story is in the LA Times. I read the story in the LA Times. You can check it out. So for 3 days, she was taking care of him. And then he comes in the evening and he waits for her at the entrance of the hotel. Then she goes back to Germany. After 1 month, she comes back to Buenos Aires. They tell her in the lobby that the dog has been waiting for her for 1 month. He didn't leave. He's an animal. An animal. Does not have a human heart, human mind, human intelligence, human soul. An animal. But Allah programmed us. We and the animals, when someone does ihsan to us, goodness, an act of goodness, then naturally we return that goodness to him or her. With a few exceptions, of course. Some people, whatever goodness you do to them, they return it with evil. They return it with evil. So they said one of them is ihsan. The other one is husnul akhlaq. Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, if God had bestowed upon you, sometimes God bestows upon some people money, some people intelligence, some people family, and some people good manners, akhlaq, good manners. وَإِذَا رُزِقْتَ خَلِيقَةً مَحْمُودَةً فَقَدْ اصْطَفَاكَ مُقَسِّمُ الْأَرْزَاقِ النَّاسِ هَذَا رِزْقُهُ مَالٌ وَذَا عِلْمٌ وَذَاكَ مَكَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. When God distributes his blessings, to some people he gives mal, money, only money. To some people he gives only ilm, knowledge. And to others he might give akhlaq, good manners. Imam Ali alayhi salam says three qualities, تُورِثُ الْمَحَبَّةِ bequeath. If you embrace these three qualities, definitely people are going to love you. Number one, husnul akhlaq. Husnul akhlaq. Good temperament, good manners, good behavior. Husnul akhlaq. It's the biggest gift from God. Those people who enjoy akhlaq. And this is the essence of religion. The essence of religion is not the prayers. The prayer, the salat, is the road, the path, the means, not the end. It's not the end. This salat is not the end. The end is husnul akhlaq, is to behave well with people. This is the road. This is the road. It leads me into my good prayers might lead me into good manners. This is number one. Number two, وحسن الرفق, leniency. Don't be tough with your family, with your friends, with your community member, with your neighbors. Don't. If you have toughness, keep it for the enemies, not for the friends, not for the family members. Do not use your toughness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he was the bravest man among in his community, among his community and companions. He was the most brave, the bravest. But he never used his toughness against his family members. Anas says, I served the Prophet 11 years. I was his servant, serving him. I never saw the Prophet raising his hand against his wife or a child or even the animal. Whenever he raises his hand to strike, it was in the battlefield against the infidels, but not against the mu'mineen. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا أَشَدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. If you have toughness, show me your toughness with enemies, not with your wife, not with your husband, not with your children, not with your siblings. وَحُسْنُ الرِّفْقِ, leniency. Imam Ali عليه السلام says, مَا وُضِعَ الرِّفْقُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Whenever you add rifq, leniency, to anything, it makes it attractive and beautiful, beautifies it. وَمَا رُفِعَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ, when you remove leniency from anything, إِلَّا شَانَهُ, it makes it ugly and rough. So this is the second. And the third, التواضع, Imam Ali عليه السلام. Being humble. Humble yourself for your family, before your family, before your community members. Stay away from arrogance. If you are humble, you can attract even people who do not believe in God. Try this and see for yourself. And if you are not humble, you can make those, your family members, stay away from you and avoid you. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, رُبَّ عَزِيزٍ أَذَلَّهُ خُلُقُهُ. Aziz means he's well known, he comes from a family. But his family, they avoid him. They avoid him. Why? Because his akhlaq are bad. He doesn't treat them well. He's arrogant. رُبَّ عَزِيزٍ, he's supposed to be leader in his family. He's well known, he's very famous, but people avoid him. His family, they avoid him because of his akhlaq. And our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the personification, the embodiment of the purest akhlaq, purest manner. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So this is another reason to win the love, the respect, the affinity, the affection of the people. The other thing that brings love to you and make you lovable in your community, in your family, is karam, generosity. Generosity makes someone who does not believe in God, but he's generous, it makes him popular in the eyes of his peers and his friends and his family members. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَجَافُوا عَنْ ذَنْبِ الْكَرِيمِ تَجَافُوا عَنْ ذَنْبِ السَّخِي فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ آخِذٌ بِيَدِهِ كُلَّ مَا عَثَرْ. If someone is generous and kind in your family, in your community, try to overlook his or her mishaps and mistakes. Why? For God is holding his hand when he slips. When he slips, when he trips, God is holding his hand. So overlook what he does. Overlook his small mistakes because of the generosity that he has. When he enjoys generosity, we should not focus on other things. Focus on his generosity. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam says, الكريم قريب من الناس قريب من الله قريب من الجنة. The generous person is close to three things. Number one, God. He's close to God. And he's close to people too. They love him. They adore him. And eventually, he's close to paradise. The opposite of it is the stingy, the tight-fisted. والبخيل بعيد عن الناس بعيد عن الله بعيد البخيل بعيد عن الناس بعيد عن الله قريب من النار. He's far away from people. He's far away from God, and he's so close to hellfire. But sometimes you can't help it. In my opinion, after 60 years, I realize after 60 years that it's not in your control. The one who's generous, he's generous when he's born. When he's born, it's in his blood, in his DNA. Some people pretend to be generous for one day, 2 days, and then they get tired, they go back to the old business. The generous is generous in his DNA, and the stingy is stingy in his DNA too. And by the way, it runs in families, huh? Generosity and stinginess, it runs in families, not just individuals. So ask Allah to bestow generosity on you, to use what you have and to share the extra with others, not to be tight-fisted. People who are stingy at the time of death, they're going to suffer the most because he's leaving behind properties and buildings and lands and cash money. And Israel is saying, tafadhal, let's go. And then he starts saying, why? I had the opportunity to spend here, there, in this country, in this community, in that community, and I missed all these. And the Quran says, this is regarding the stingy. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتْ لَعَلِّي, he says, oh God, allow me to stay longer. I might do good in what I have missed. The tafsir says, in what I have missed, it means when the opportunity came to give, to donate, to contribute, I didn't. So now allow me to go back so I can donate. The answer is what? What is the answer? Do you know the answer? كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Death is waiting for you. There is no respite. There are other reasons for love, which are spiritual. I started this verse with them in Surah Maryam, chapter 19. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who have faith, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practice goodness, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ, the compassionate, the Lord, the compassionate is going to ordain for them love. Love in the heart of the people. Those who are truly faithful. They have a true faith and they do good. And the best example of those, of this group, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ are Muhammad and آل Muhammad عليهم السلام. Today, the statistics was released from Karbala. 21 million visitors this Arba'een. 21 million. 90% of them, they walk. 90%. Walk at least 80 kilometers. This is responding to the prayer of Ibrahim 4,000 years ago. فَاجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. O Lord, I left my family in this place without food, without vegetation, without friends. I'm asking you to make the heart of some people incline toward them, to love them, to have affection for them. The prayer that happened 4,000 years ago, now we see it visible in the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed the love for the anbiya, the prophets, the apostles, the messengers, and their dhurriya, and their progeny, and their children, and their families in the heart of the believers. It's embedded. It's embedded. When you are born with the love for Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. The hadith of Imam al-Sadiq عليه الصلاة والسلام, إن للحسين محبة مكنونة في قلوب المؤمنين. For Imam Hussein, there is a special love which is deeply, مكنونة means deeply rooted. It cannot be taken out. And I am telling you, when you fall in love with Muhammad and Al Muhammad, that love is final. It's not going to get out of your heart. Never ever. Never ever. You may fall in love with any person after 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. You fall out of love. But when this love is for Muhammad wa Al Muhammad alayhim as-salam, it would never leave your heart. This is permanent. This is permanent. It's guaranteed. The Prophet in Sahih al-Bukhari, and this hadith is narrated by many, many, many narrators in Bukhari, in Muslim, Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Abu Dawood al-Sajistani. The Prophet was chasing Hussein. He was running until he was able to capture him. He kissed him and he said, Husaynun minni wa ana min Hussein. أحب الله من أحب حسين. Hussein is of me and I am of him. I am of him. I am of him means he's going to continue my path. May Lord love those who love Hussein. The hadith is agreed upon with all historians, all narrators of hadith. This is why people don't get tired. Some people go for Arba'een every year. They don't get tired. They don't get tired. So you have to cherish this. You have to value the love for Ahlul Bayt. Value this love. Don't lose it. Cherish it. Be proud of it. And share it. And present it to others. Present it. Present this love to your friends, to your neighbors. Don't be shy. Present. You are not doing something wrong. You are bestowing guidance on them. And nasiha, the best advice, when you share the love of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad with other people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal-Asr, inna l-insana lafi khusrin illa ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والإمام الخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصي نفسي وأوصيكم بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا صدق الله العلي العظيم The judiciary system in the Akhirah is different from the court system and the judiciary system here in this life. And the Quran presents a few instances, not a full picture. We cannot grab the full picture of what will happen to us after death. In the Quran, there is almost 1,500 verses that speak about the Day of Judgment, hell and fire. But still, philosophers, when it comes to death, they say, we don't know. We don't know what will happen. Because this book, the book itself says, the Holy Quran, وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. After death, we're going to encounter some scenes that never crossed our mind here in this life. Never anticipated. مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. But sometimes, here and there, you know, the Quran says few things about the Day of Judgment, the Day of Accountability. Number one, the Quran says, nothing is going to be confidential on that day. Here your record, you can keep your record secret. But on the Day of Judgment, everything is public. My record, your history, my background, your background is public. Public, all people can see it, not just your friends or family members or the people of your community. Universal, public record. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. His record is going to be brought before him and he will see it. He will see it spread open. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, public. Your neighbors can read it. Your friends, your enemies, everyone can read your record. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. Nothing is kept secret. Here in this life, we do many things secret. Many things. A wife was telling me the other day, she was telling me that my husband, when he files for taxes, he puts his hand on his income, he wants me to sign, but he doesn't want me to see his real income. So he puts his hand on the paper. Believe me, true story. On that day, you cannot put your hand and cover this line or this word or this number. Or you cannot. You cannot. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. It's public. This is number one. Number two, when we come, we are not coming with our uncles or aunts or husbands or wives or children. We come with two bodyguards. Two bodyguards. Who are those two bodyguards? وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٌ. سَائِقٌ, the one who's driving us. He has to drive us, you know, usher us. وَشَهِيدٌ, a witness. But you don't have family members with you there. Here in the court, maybe your family member, your community, they come, they support you, they stand with you. But there, you don't see your family member. Number three, injustice is impossible. No injustice on that day. Here in this court system, you may encounter some injustice, some prejudice, some racism, some favoritism. But in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no injustice. وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And I am not at all unjust to my servant. Number four, here, when you go to the court, you go with whom? Whom you go with? You need a lawyer. But on that day, you can't bring your lawyer. The lawyer himself cannot defend himself on that day. On that day, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your book, read your record. Sufficient is yourself against yourself. Sufficient is yourself against yourself. You don't have a lawyer. You don't have an attorney with you. Number five, in this life, in many judiciary systems, in many countries, people pay bribery to the judge to change the verdict. They pay bribery. It happens. Or sometimes you have connections. In many countries, you have connection to the top leadership, to the judiciary system, to the judge, to this, to that, to the mayor, to the, you know. But on that day, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ ولا بنون. Your money, your connection, your family, your friend, they are not going to help you on that day. Nobody is there for you. Number six, in this life, sometimes there are similarities in name. You are stopped at the airport and you are interrogated. Then after 2 hours, they say, sorry, there was similarity in the name. Your name was similar to such and such. On that day, Allah says, there is no similarity. There are no mistakes. He says, وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Your Lord is not forgetful. Number seven, here you receive the verdict through the judge or your lawyer or sometimes by mail. But on that day, how do you receive the verdict? You receive it with your own hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا كُمُقْرَأُوا فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهِ. Those who do good, they receive it in the right hand. This is an indication that they go to the right. هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهِ. He's so happy. He's going to share the record. Have you seen when you go for the finals? We used to do this many, many, many years ago. When we go to school to get the finals, the results of the finals, and if we are getting A or B, we share it. But when we don't share it, it means we got D and F and G and whatever. This was the indication. So the one who is winning, he's going to carry his record. Ha umqra'u kitabiya. Read my record. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. I know that. I knew that I'm going to meet this fate, this result. Fahwa fi jannatin. فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية. That person is going to be satisfied. عيشة راضية. A living which is satisfactory. في جنة عالية. قطوفها دانية. The fruits of that paradise is very close to him. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. This is the result. You struggled, you sacrificed, you were patient. Now you are reaping the fruits of your good deeds. On the other hand, those who receive their books with the left hand. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Shimal means the left one. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. I wish I had not taken this record, this book. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And I don't stand today for accounting or accountability. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَ. I wish after death, there was no resurrection. Death was final and eternal. There is no resurrection after death. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. I gathered lots of money and wealth. It did not protect me today. My money does not protect me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. Even the government that I had, the position I had, the status I had, is perishing, is not helping me. So this is number seven. Number eight, there is no trial in absentia. وَإِن كُلُّ لَمَّا جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ. And indeed, all of them are brought before us. There is no trial in absentia. Every person is being brought before the judge. And the judge is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number nine, there is no appeal, no appellate court. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيْ. Allah says, my decision is final. It's not going to be changed. And the sentence is not going to be reduced. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيْ. Number 10, in this life, in some places, they can give bribes and money to some false witnesses. شَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ. False witnesses. They come. It happens in many countries, including this country. They bring someone, giving him money, come and testify falsely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in my court, these things does not happen. Why? يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On the day where their tongues, their hands, and their feet are going to testify against them. Our limbs. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. قَالُوا أَنْطَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Your skin is going to testify against you. How can you give a bribe to your skin, to your hand, to your feet, to your tongue? You can't. Number 11, no file and no case is going to be forgotten on that day. أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting every file, every case, while we forget. وَنَسُوهُ, we forget. We did this and this and that. We forget. Allah does not forget. It's in our record. And it is accurate. And number 12, the scale, the mizan is going to be very precise, very accurate. See what God says. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And we place the scale of justice on the day of judgment. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. No soul will be treated unjustly. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ. And even if there is, and if there is even the weight of a mustard seed, مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. We will bring it forth. And sufficient are we as accountants. Let's be prepared for that day. These are real things. This is not fiction. This is not fairy tale. These are facts in the Quran. Let's prepare while we are here. At the moment of death, it's too late. It's going to be said to us, it's too late. You had a chance, you had 60, 70, 80 years to correct your wrongs. Let's be prepared for that day. Inshallah, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, we're going to begin the 3 nights of the martyrdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha. And this is the end. This is the last program at the end of Safar, inshallah ta'ala. And we're going to begin with Salat, after Salat al-Maghrib and Isha. So remember and try to attend, inshallah, the last 3 nights of Muharram and Safar. 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of August, inshallah. Allahumma aghfir lil-mu'minina wal-mu'minat wal-muslimina wal-muslimat الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أنزل نصرك على الفلسطينيين على أهل غزة وفلسطين ولبنان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أيدهم بنصرك وأهلك عدوهم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا فنتبعه والباطل باطلا فنجتنبه من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة